Box is a New York Times best-selling author. A native of Wyoming, Box lives outside of Cheyenne with his wife and three daughters. The first novel in his Joe Pickett series, Open Season, was included in the New York Times list of notable books of 2001. He's also written several standalone novels. He's won the Edgar, Anthony, and numerous other literary awards. Today, we'll speak with CJ about his newest title, Breaking Point. Welcome, CJ. It's so great to have you as a guest on the Book Report.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Breaking Point is the 13th book in the Joe Pickett series. For those who may not know him, introduce us to Joe.
Well, Joe Pickett is a Wyoming game warden, meaning he's a state employee, and he works in the Bighorns in Wyoming. There's a district that he's about 2,000 square miles with no backup, and he's in charge of enforcing the game and fish laws of Wyoming, but as in real life, he also gets involved in a lot of other kinds of cases and controversies and things that go on in that area.
All right.
He's married and has children and is pretty dedicated to both, but also has a weird knack of getting in the middle of great big things.
Well, your first Joe Pickett book, Open Season, was published in 2001. How did you come to be a novelist?
I was a journalist originally, journalism training. I worked as a very small-town newspaper reporter. And while I was doing that, which was great training, I found out later, I started working on a fictional novel for the first time. Took another 20 years to get the craft honed and, between different jobs and moving around. But eventually came up with a manuscript that became Open Season, which was the first of the Joe Pickett novels.
All right. So can a reader jump into book 13, or do you recommend starting with an earlier book?
No, I think everyone in the series stands alone. Most of the readers who have read the entire series, say to new people they should start at the beginning, because the books do take place in real time and the characters are introduced in the first book. But I think they're all structured so that someone could start with any book, and hopefully they would want to read the additional ones.
What are the challenges you found in writing a series character?
Mainly, it's kind of technical, and that is that in describing the characters, the recurring characters, there needs to be some backstory for new readers, but not too much backstory for people who've read every book. And just kind of too many references to things that have happened in the past without explanation can be confusing to new readers. So it's just kind of a balancing act to make sure that, you can remind people who've read all the series of things that happened in the past, but not in so much detail that it's annoying.
Right. Well, give us an overview of the story of Breaking Point.
Like a lot of the Joe Pickett novels, this one's based around, real events, real controversies, real issues in the Mountain West. And in this case, it's based on a court case that is still kind of ongoing, but turned a corner last year. And it was about, it happened in North Idaho, the Environmental Protection Agency. It went after a young couple who was building a home, and the EPA claimed that they were building it in a wetlands, although the couple, the Sacketts, had bought it in a established subdivision, had received, gotten all of the necessary permits, and their place was surrounded by houses on all four sides. And it was done in such a way that the Sacketts never got a hearing, couldn't get a hearing, and couldn't find their place on the National Federal Database of Wetlands. The Sacketts were being fined supposedly $75,000 a day until they restored all the dirt. And EPA would not grant a hearing, wouldn't respond to their inquiries. Finally, a public interest law firm called the Pacific Legal Foundation defended them, and the EPA fought them all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court last year, and the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 in favor of the Sacketts over the EPA and that they should receive a hearing. And it was one of the most outrageous things I'd ever heard, because although we all want the EPA to go after big polluters and people who are destroying the environment, we don't expect them to go after individuals. and fight them to such a degree.
Did the EPA give a reason as to why they went after the Sacketts?
You know, it was never very clear. The way the rules were written and the way their stance was, it was that, you know, they thought it was a wetlands. They didn't need to provide any proof for that. And it was up to the Sacketts somehow to prove that it wasn't through a very expensive procedure that the Sacketts couldn't afford. So that was sort of the impasse, and that's what the court fights were all about, all the way up to the top.
And the Sacketts' neighbors in the development were never drawn into this case?
No.
Huh. That does seem strange. Well, which leads me to the next question. I'm sure opinions about the EPA differs across the country, the tree huggers, the East Coast versus West Coast. How has the reception of this book differed?
The reception has been extremely strong. You know, I think no matter where you sit, you know, politically, I mean, you can identify and hopefully are against this kind of bullying tactic against anybody by a federal agency. I mean, the right not to even have a hearing or any kind of due process just runs against just about everybody's grain, no matter what, you know, where you sit. And I think what I found is I keep hearing more and more instances of people who have tangled with different, you know, staffers from the EPA and feel kind of the same way. That doesn't mean that the EPA has been is bad in every case. They aren't. But, you know, it's a huge agency, lots of lawyers, lots of power, and a huge mandate. And, you know, there needs to be some oversight.
Well, I don't think I'm giving anything much away if I share that this book opens with a double homicide, which kind of leads to a discussion about gun control. In your experience, what's the difference in thought between East Coast and West?
Well, certainly in the Mountain West, you know, you can't really even say there's a gun culture. It's just the culture. Nearly everyone has firearms in their homes. That doesn't mean they all have, you know, semi-automatic rifles with huge magazines, but hunting, fishing, having guns around is just part of the natural culture and landscape, and not unusual at all. And the thing is, there aren't that many gun crimes or homicides in proportion to some places where, you know, it's so contentious.
Well, in this book, you, of course, your inspiration was the Sacketts case. So how much research did you do on them before you started writing?
I always do research so that when I you know, tackle a topic like this, I can at least write knowledgeably, I think, hopefully, in a balanced way on both sides, so that both sides would say, yes, that's fair. In this case, I met with the lawyers who defended the Sacketts, and then even interviewed the Sacketts themselves to get kind of some of the inside information on what you know what they went through personally and what kind of sacrifices they had to make in order to defend themselves. I did read you know some transcripts and read the Supreme Court decision, which was so overwhelming in favor of the Sacketts that it was kind of hard to justify another side.
Hmm. And did they move away from Idaho in disgust, or where are they now?
They're still there. They're still there. They still have not been able to build their home because what the Supreme Court decision gave them was the right to a hearing, which they had not been able to get up until that point. And it does look like the way the procedure all works out that they will eventually be able to build. But that still may be a ways away.
Yeah. All right. Back to the book. Will Joe be back in another book after this one, or what's your next project?
Absolutely. I'm already working on the next Joe Pickett book, which the 14th, which will probably be out next March. But in the meantime, there's a standalone called The Highway that will be out the 1st of August, and it's a very scary story about a long-haul trucker who's a serial killer.
Ooh.
And again, the standalone, not a Joe Pickett book, but I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm looking forward to your next installment.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye.